Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. So Stevie Nicks brings us back. Have a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. NAM.org is the website. I encourage you to check it out. We're talking about the most recent survey that they conduct once a month, right, Chad?
It's once a quarter.
A quarter, okay.
It just feels like monthly.
It seems like monthly. And so this is the second quarter, right?
This is the second quarter, yeah.
All right, and so the question, and folks, a little bit of a mixed bag with the economy overall. Manufacturers are excited. It's up a little bit. Consumers' confidence is down a little bit in July. Retail sales a little bit off in June. But we had a good third quarter, right? Second quarter, better than some of the other recent quarters.
Well, we've seen, obviously, consumer spending go up a little bit better. I think we've kind of had a little bit of a lull so far at the beginning of the year. Motor vehicles continue to be a challenge, but in general, consumers are opening up their pocketbooks a little bit more than they did in the first quarter. Businesses also are spending pretty good, especially on equipment, although that also slowed from what it did in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
2.6 was a good number. I actually hope and think that might get revised up a little bit. I was actually forecasting 3, so we'll see.
I hope you're right.
Revision proves me right. To be fair, I think I said this to you last time I was on this show. We almost always have a bad first quarter followed by a rebound in the second.
Right,
so that's
right.
Pretty consistent.
And historically, the third quarter has been the better quarter of the year for the last decade. In a lost decade economy, which we've had for the last 10, 11 years, the third quarter has been the most promising quarters typically. So maybe that will continue this time. What do you think?
I'm looking for about 2.5 to 3 right now as well. I think if we can continue to get spending up, inventories to come back, I think, yes, definitely 3 is definitely in the range.
I will tell you this, folks, I predicted 3% for the year, which we're not going to get now, but I also predicted we'd get health care reform and tax reform. Mm-hmm. I believe if we could have put the health care reform to bed by May and tax reform or at least tax cuts by August, I believe we could have had a 3% growth year. What do you think?
I agree with you, and I still say that 3% is possible for next year.
Wow. For next year, for 2018. This year. Yeah.
This year, I think we're going to get about 2.2-2.3%.
Because we had kind of a tough first quarter. Okay, so I'm going to get the hiring thing because your guys said that in May at least the hiring was up for manufacturers, but they got a problem, don't they? They got jobs, but not qualified people.
So we had 64.4% of our members in our second quarter survey said that they had trouble attracting and retaining talent. We have other surveys that even have it higher. Almost every conversation
don't we need to say qualified talent?
Yeah, we do.
Because there are people out there, they just can't pass the drug test or they are.
And I skipped over the word quality when I was reading that sentence. So yes, that's a huge issue. It's something that our Manufacturing Institute deals with all the time in terms of going out there and making sure that our members are working with educational institutions to make sure those skills are offered. We're trying to encourage more women and veterans to go into manufacturing. And actually tomorrow, this is timely, August 1st, STEP nominations for women in manufacturing go out. So if you're a manufacturer and you have a woman that you would like to that works for you who you would like to nominate for a STEP Ahead award, tomorrow is the time for doing that. You can go on the Manufacturing Institute.
You have to be a manufacturer?
Yes.
Have to be a member?
So I don't know if you have to be a member, but you need to be a manufacturer.
Right. Okay.
And so the ManufacturingInstitute.org. And nominate a woman who works for you.
Do publishers qualify as manufacturers?
You have a woman you'd like to nominate?
Your wife,
Devon.
I might.
So anyway, so that's a big deal. I go to the award ceremony every year. it's a huge amount of fun, and nice to not to award and recognize the women
right.
in manufacturing. People don't think, when they think manufacturing, they think
I know.
Right. The reality is, there's a lot of women out there who are doing a lot
more
of
and more.
Things.
In fact, more and more companies are going to have to rely on them because they're more likely than not to pass to be a qualified person.
And the other thing that the Institute's doing, and as well as the bigger NAM, is Manufacturing Day is August 6th, I think it is. The first, in October. And so that's certainly something that we want to encourage all of our members to
right.
go out and open up their facilities to encourage more young people to
this report is quarterly, and it's available at the website, right? NAM.org.
That's right.
Anything else you want to tell us about it quickly?
That's it.
All right. Hey, Chad, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.